In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in Hatur. And I will go back with you for the last 3 weeks in Hatur. The first two Sundays in Hatur, we talked about the sower. And mainly, all the month of Hatur, we are talking about the Word of God. And how the Word of God is working inside me. So the first 2 weeks in Hatur, we talked about, and the Gospel, we're talking about the sower. The third week, is last week, it what we are talking about how to carry the cross. When I'm listening to the Word of God, I have to carry the cross too. And the last week in Hatur, which is this week, we are talking what is our goal for this world. What is the goal of this world? Why we have to read the Gospel? Why we have to listen to the Word of God? Why we have to pray? Why we have to listen to what God is talking to me? It's only we are seeking all the kingdom of heaven. This is the 4 weeks of Hatur. So today, the story of the rich man, young man, a ruler. And this story happened it's already written in the three Gospels, Matthew, Luke, and Mark. So Mark was very precise. He wrote very different words, and we will see that when we will go through the sermon. So a rich man, he came to Jesus Christ and he said, I wanted to inherit, Master, I wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. I will stop only in the, many things I will stop in this manner and would go through this one. This picture of this ruler or a rich man, it's a picture of dependence versus independence. He depended on something different than Christ. Exactly as me, I have something I'm depending on my life on it, not Christ. I'm not giving Christ the lead of my life. It's only I have many things in my mind, so I'm depending. That's why this guy, this rich man, young man, he came to Christ and said, I wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. And said, yes, for sure. It's very good. He has a good intention. But the problem, he has another idol in his life depending on, not Christ the first. So, four things he got right. I will start first that this guy, he came to Jesus Christ and he did four things right. Number one, he came with the right motive. He's seeking the eternal life. I come to the church every day and I pray. And I go to my room and I raise my hands, I pray. I come to the church also too and I take the communion. This is good intention. I come to the church every day, every Sunday because I want to, or I serve also to a church. It is a good motive. It's very good. And he has a lot of, he was very rich. But, and also he found himself, there is something lacked in, something missing in his life. That's why he went to Christ and asked, I wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Another right thing he did, he came with the right attitude. And he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him. You can imagine, he ran to Christ and knelt. He is a ruler, and he's very rich, but he ran to Christ, so he came with a good attitude. Exactly as me, I come to the church, and maybe I'm looking for the eternal life, and I'm praying to God every time. I'm asking him also to the blessing, the grace, and this is good attitude too. And I kneel before Christ. I kneel before the altar too. And I beat my chest too and say, forgive me, my Father. Have mercy on me. good attitude. And also he's very humble because he knelt. And also he very courage because if you remember Nicodemus, he came to Christ night. But this guy, and he is a ruler, he came morning to Christ. So he has no fear from anyone. Another good thing he did, he went to the right source. He went to the right source, to Christ. Like, who is the master here? Who is Christ? I wanted to come to him. So first one, he came, like first John, he said, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is true, God and eternal life. John 14, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Acts 4, this is the stone which is rejected by you builders, which has become the chief. You can imagine that he knew very well who is Christ. He's a master. So he has good attention, good attitude. He knows also he came to the source. He didn't do anything else. He came to Christ. And we are also too, when we pray, to Christ. Who else we are praying for? The last things, he asked a good question and the right question. He didn't ask, for example, for a miracle, for food, like the people, because the day after, for example, like when the people asked Jesus Christ after he fed the multitude, they came to him and they asked also more. They wanted to see more miracles. But this guy, he didn't want to see any miracle. He wanted only to see, to know how to inherit the kingdom of heaven. So four things he got right. Number one, good motive. Number two, his good attitude. He came to the right source, and he asked the right question. So he's a good man. And why he went, like he after he asked the question, why he go very sad? You have a good intention. You come to the church every day, and you have a good intention. You have a good that you wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. And I come to the church, I kneel before Christ too. I open my hands and I raise and I'm asking God, can you help me? This is normal. And I come to Christ. He is a source. Who else? So why this guy, after he asked the question, and with all this good personality, and he has no fear from anyone, because he came to Christ in the morning, and he went after that sad. There is two things actually wrong. He was filled with a pride. Number one. How pride and humble. He knelt before Christ. How he knelt before Christ, and you say now it's like he has a pride. Yes. Don't look to the body and the reaction outside. Look to the heart. It seems from outside he is very humble. He came, he ran, and he knelt before Christ in front of the people. Also the people say, oh, see how he's humble. But inside him, inside his heart was totally wrong. It's totally pride. He has a pride. He's proud of himself. That's why he said, oh, teacher or master, but he knows very well that Christ is not a teacher. He knows that he is God. That's why God, Jesus Christ, he answered him, why are calling me a good teacher? I'm not a good teacher. Good teacher, he is the God. So he inside him, he has something, okay, I knelt before you, but you're a good teacher only. So you are not God. Also, this is a problem of my heart when I come to the church. Sometimes I feel I'm proud of myself. I have some talents. I have some money. I'm very successful in my life. So I come to God and kneel. But I haven't, as in the Sermon of the Mountain, that said the first commandment was in the Sermon on the Mountain, blessing who are the poor is in the spirit. They will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Why we are proud of ourselves? So when I come to God, I feel empty. I feel nothing. David the king, he came to Christ and said, I'm nothing. Moses in front of God, who is me to talk to you? Everyone came to Christ and is humble. He will receive more and more. If I come to Christ and I say I am good, so you will not receive anything. That's why he had a missing spiritual point, which is the humility, the poor in the spirit. And the second part which he got wrong, even he didn't confess his guilt. He knows very well, and James said too, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. He came to Christ and he didn't confess that I have a problem. No, he said, I wanted to inherit. So he came back to him. You know all the commandments? He said, yeah, I know very well the commandments. I'm very good in that. You know what? So he didn't say, okay, I have a problem in my life. I have something wrong. No, that many people come for confession. Abuna, you know what? For example, this happened with me. For example, my husband do that for me, and or this guy and this woman. And after we finished the confession, I said like to this whatever who, I think that I have to give absolution to the people, not you. You are talking about the people, and you didn't talk about yourself. So you said what the people did with you, but you didn't say anything about yourself, that you don't feel guilty in anything. That's why I have to give the absolution to you. I will give the absolution to all the people. This is exactly happened. This guy came to Christ and say, okay, you know what? I'm good. I'm good in everything. So you know the commandments? Yeah, I know. Oh, you don't know? I'm a Jew man. And I know everything about the law. And the Ten Commandments, I know by heart. You know the Bible? I know the Bible by heart. من الجلد للجلد. And you can ask me, I will tell you anything about in the Bible. Don't worry about that. Really? And you live that by that? The first commandments when Moses received it on the mountain, love your God with your soul, with your heart, with your mind. And the first commandment in Christ, when Jesus Christ came on the mountain, he gave it to the people. Blessed who are poor in the spirit. I can't receive and I can't love God and receive and inherit the kingdom of heaven unless I'm humble and go and like be a poor in the spirit. Have a poor in the spirit. Also, he's independent. What does that mean? This is what we said before. This picture or this story, it's a picture of dependence and independence. His spiritual is independent. He depends on many things in his life. He has some idols in his life. And he has the money. I'm not talking now about ourselves. We're not talking about only money. No. I have to go back to myself and see what is the idol and the obstacle which is I depend on. Money, maybe position, maybe work, maybe kids, maybe husband, maybe wife, maybe whatever. I have something in my life dependent on, but I'm not depend on God only. He is not the leader of my life. I'm not asking him to lead everything in my life. In Luke 14, so likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. If I have, that's why all the the disciples, what they did. They left everything. They left everything. And they follow Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, he has to give him, okay, he knows very well now his disease. So he has to give him like a radical therapy. And he said, okay, I will give you some treatment now. Number one is sell. Number two is follow. This is the therapy that you have to do. This is a training that I will give it to you to do it to yourself. Sell and follow. I have to sell everything. I have to destroy the idol that I have. If I have something, obstacle between me and between God, I have to destroy it. And after that, I have to follow him, follow all the steps. But the problem, he was very sad in this point because he has many things. It's idol. He depends on this idol only. So I have to accept. I have to accept God as the master. Three levels of control. The top levels, God owns me and God owns my possession, my possessions. And middle level, God owns me, but I own my possessions. The bottom level, I control myself and I control my possession. So three levels of control. God control me and everything with me, like a possessions. Or there's a middle level. I control, like God is controlling me, but malakshi da'wa b'haga tanya. For my possession, I control myself in that. My possession, my money, and everything, I'm thinking about that. The bottom level is I control myself and I control also my possessions. Here is the leader. Who is the leader now? Me or God? Conclusion. In our life, we have a problem. And this is exactly what the devil now try to fight us, ourselves. We are very anxious about everything. Maybe exams for students. Maybe money. How I paid my mortgage. Maybe work. I have a bad manager. Or maybe they will fire me later, or I can't find any work, or I'm searching for a nice work, best one, or better than that I have, or what I will do in the future, or I'm busy and anxious about my kids too, what they will do in the future, I have to have more money, save money for them, or what they will do at school, university, or myself, what I will do in the future. Maybe I need more, like another home, another house, a big house than I have. Or I want to change my car, everything. I can tell you whatever you want. Or I wanted to marry, or I wanted to have a baby, or I'm very busy with everything. This is the problem that we have in our life now. We are not giving God the lead. We have a problem in that in our life. Our life now is very busy with many things we think about, and the devil fight us with that. He found this is very good opportunity to take us away from his heart. What he is doing, he's doing exactly like that. He make us busy with work, with future, with anything. And see, I'm not fighting you with any sin now. You know what is the meaning of the sin. That's why I'm not fighting with you with any sin. Now we are busy. So after a while, after 24 hours, oh, where is God? I have no time to do anything. I'm very busy. I have many idols in my life between me and between God. Even the service. If the service is an obstacle between me and between God, I have to take myself and go to my room and I have to pray. I have to go and to find a time between me and between God. This is the problem of this rich man. He went, and after that, Jesus Christ said, okay, sell everything and follow me. He said, I can't. I can't do that. I can't leave what I have. I can't leave what I have. So you are depending on what? Depending on God or depending on what you have? When Jesus Christ, he went to the mountain to give the sermon to the people, I was reading this and I will try to find, because this is really very, very, very amazing if you wanted to read Matthew 5, 6, 7 to know what is exactly the instructions and the fundamentals of the Christianity and what Jesus Christ like built the church on these instructions. Read it carefully. So first of all, he said he opened his mouth and said, in Greek language, said here, it's a verb in past and continuous. So he's giving his instruction not in the past only. No, this is a Greek language in a verb. The verb, it's in only, and it's in the past and continuous. So he took the people and he went to the mountain. He ascended to the mountain. And I had a question. He can give the sermon anywhere, on the sea, on the river, wilderness, anywhere else. So why you choose God, Jesus Christ, why you chose only the mountain to go up and to give the sermon? Because he only has a reason. While the people ascend to the mountain, they already forgot everything earthly on the earth, and they went to the mountain. So he rose them up to leave everything and to only think in Jesus Christ. And my question, when I come to God, when I come to the church, I leave everything outside or I come to the church with all the earthly things inside? This guy, when he went to Christ, he just entered to Christ and he said, I wanted to receive and I wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. But unfortunately, he didn't leave his possessions outside. He said, I am rich. I have a lot of money, so I can't leave everything. However, St. Mark only wrote this word. And he looks to him and loves him. Before I say this word, this verse, I will read for you Matthew 10. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And finally, one thing I will tell you. And Jesus Christ, looking at him, loved him and said to him, you lack one thing. He loved him. If you read this story in the three Gospels, only St. Mark wrote this word. Because he wanted to express how God loves me a lot, even I am a sinner. You can imagine that Jesus Christ, he knows very well at this moment what he will say and what this guy will answer. But even he didn't condemn him. He didn't tell him what you're saying, I know what in your mind. And if Jesus Christ, he looks to him and loves him. He loves him from his heart. And I was asking, maybe one day, I was asking like St. Mark, how you saw that? How you saw the face of Christ when how he showed the love? This is expression. I think like the face of God, of Jesus Christ, expressed the love a lot. His eyes also too expressed the love to this guy. And myself, even I'm a sinner and I'm far from God, I'm depending now on his love only. And I know very well what he will do with me. So I know very well he loves me. That's why I come to him again and again and again. I fall and I come again to him. I fall. And I came under his feet and say, forgive me, my father. Forgive me, my master. And he forgives me. And he forgives me. So I have to learn today from this rich young man, I have to remove my idol, and I have to believe that God, that Jesus Christ loves me a lot from his deep heart. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sophia Theoproskumen, Kyrieleison genoumeth mi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory to the living and it. Whose shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sin.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Is more in impossible.